All right, we are on Bava Kama Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom. Amar Le Rachmana Amar Meitav Sadehu. Ve'at Amar Bishel Olam Hein Shemin. Yeah, so we had said this before that Rav is asking a question. Rabbi Abba asked the question, the Torah says Metav Sadehu, and you're considering that the way we calculate Metav Sadehu, his field, is by looking at everybody else's field? So Esav, I think that was an answer. Yeah, that was a rhetorical question which served as an answer, I think. So Esav, Ein lo ela idis, kulam govin min ha'idis. So this is a Bryce, I assume. En lo ela edis, if a person only has generally what's considered an edis, so then everyone collects from the edis. Benonis, kulum govim benonis. Ziboris, kulum govim ziboris. So hailo edis u benonis viziboris. Be edis u balcho, sorry. Nizakin be edis, balcho be benonis. Xvis isha be ziboris. We actually said that halacha yesterday. Those are the three categories. Which line up with three halachic categories. Says the Gemara, Edis uveinunis, nizakin beidis, balchov ksubis uksubis isha beveinunis. So the ksubis isha gets upgraded to beinunis. And if you have beinunis viziboris, so then nizakin balchov beinunis, ksubis isha viziboris. The question is, the balchov, if you don't have either one. There we go. Edis viziboris over the page on Chesem and Aleph. Edis viziboris beedis nizakin beedis balchov ksubas isha viziboris. So the balchov gets downgraded. The other ones are kind of obvious because they're on the extremes. So you're always going to give the best for nizakin. You're always going to give the worst for ksubas isha. And balchov, we're now learning, is if there's no middle ground for the beinonis, so you go down. You go to Ziboris. You do not go up for Edis. Katani Mia Mitzia. It said in the Brisa, Beninus Viziboris. We said, Beninus Nizikin Balchov Bebeninus, Xubus Isha Viziboris. Right? Balchov stays where it usually is, Bebeninus. And the Nizikin gets upgraded. Gets downgraded to Benedis because there's no edis available. Okay. And if you're going to tell me that Nezikin is calculated based on his own fields, Teyasa Benedis Shelo ki edis. What does that mean? If we are learning that we base our evaluation of his fields in order to give over Nezikin. So I guess what it's saying is that the field that he has, I don't know why he has to go look at this situation. I could have looked at earlier parts of the Bryce, but if in this situation he only has what would generally be considered Beinonis and Ziboris, so then once you determine the Beinonis is for Nezikin, so then that becomes his Edis. Is that what it's saying? Tehasa Beinonis Shelo ki Edis. That the best field that he has should be considered like his Edis, because when we say we are evaluating his fields, so we're looking at it relative to his other fields. And that becomes his Edis. Why would we still call it a Beinonis? Right? If we take a Beinonis and a Ziboris field and we're still calling it a Beinonis for Nezikin, So then, clearly, our evaluation is not for his properties vis-a-vis his other properties, but rather that his properties are being compared to the rest of the world's properties. And that's why it's still considered a Beinonis, and that's why he would be giving a Beinonis for both Nezikin and for Balchov. So Gemara says, no, Hachama Askin, what's the case? Kigon shehayisalo edis umechara. He had a great field, an edis field, and then he sold it. And then for what? I guess because of the time that he had originally made the loan for the Baal Chov part of it, at the time that he had taken the loan, he had a Edis field, and that's when it starts. That's when we look at what fields he has in order to pay back. So yes, if all else being equal, we would actually say he would pay the Baal Chov aspect would pay from the Zibors, but in this case specifically, that the Bryce is talking about, there was an Edis field at the time of the loan. There's another verse that also says, so there is Kashana Adari, right? These verses clearly do not go with each other because they're saying exactly the opposite. When a person has Benis and Ziboris, so it's saying that the Nezikin is always the higher quality one, the Benis one. But the Baal Chov, our first verse has said, you take from the Benis, and the second verse has said, it's you take from Ziboris. So clearly the first brisa is only in a situation, with the case that Baal Chov goes to Beninus, is only in a situation where he had an edis at the time of the loan. Or you could say, or you could say that both of those brisas are when there is no original edis when he first took the loan. But it's still not a contradiction. Ha, the shavya ben his shalok edis to alma. The kan, to lo shavya ben his shalok edis to alma. Maybe the beninus of his field, the beninus field that he has, is like edis to alma, and therefore. Oh, okay.
The lender must therefore collect from the inferior land, since the average land is superior in quality.
Right. I mean, we're talking here about the second brisa first. That the second brisa where it says that the Baal Chov is downgraded to collecting Ziboris, to giving Ziboris, that's because the Baninus field is superior, and therefore, when it comes to Baal Chov, we always give the Baininess level based, we always give Baininess level of the Alma, of everybody else, when it comes to Baal Chov, and therefore, for the Baal Chov, he can't pay from the Baininess, because for the Baal Chov part of the loan part, he can't pay from the Baininess, because the Baininess is like Edis to Alma. Okay, Vikan and the other Raisa, where it says he pays from the Baininus, so then Delo Shava Baininus Shalokidis Dama, and really Baininus is Baininus, and that's why he pays the Baininus. The Baininus is the Baininus of the world, and that's why he pays Baininus. Viva, same where he says, Idi Vidi, Kigon Shais Baininus Shalokid Baininus Dama. Or maybe his fields line up perfectly, and there wasn't an Edis at the time of the loan. Vahmaiski, Vahacha Bah Pligi. And this is the Machlokas between the Braises. Maybe one Bryce is Dafka asking this question that we've been discussing about whether or not the Baal Chov, same that we've been discussing by Nezikin, also applies to Baal Chov. Then maybe by Baal Chov, we also decide how to classify the fields, either relative to his own fields or relative to everyone else's fields. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Bidze'ula pliki. Really, these two braisas are arguing about the concept of ula. The Amar ula, devar Torah Baal Chov v'ziboris, shenemar b'chutz ta'amar v'esh sh'atano shebo, yotzi elecha savor ha'chutza, pasuk kitzetze maybe, madar kirchu adam lehotzi lachutz, pachos shebakelim. When it says in the words that you should bring it out to him outside ha'chutza, right, stand outside, and the person should bring out to you the collateral that you gave him. That's what the pasuk says. So ma'adar kashal adam lehotzi lechutz pachas shebekelim. When a person brings something of his outside, playing with something outside, you always take the worst thing. You never take the valuable things outside because you want to protect them. So ma'atam amru baal chov bebeninus. So then, if that's the case, says Ula, why is it that a balchov, a loan, a borrower, pays back with bananas? Clearly, it's saying bachutz, you should bring back your worst stuff, not your bet, not your middle stuff. So the Gemara says, because k'tesh lo nitinol delos bifnei lovin, so that people don't stop lending, because if we would require the borrower to pay back with a lesser quality field, so then people are going to say, look, I'm giving you good money and I'm going to get back some terrible field. So that's why we at least require a bananas. That's according to Ula. Even though the pasuk says bachutz, that you bring out, which would imply you give a ziboris back. So mar isle takanta d'ula, mar isle takanta d'ula. The first brisa which says that the balchov only pay, has only the first brisa which says you pay with a bananas. So that's holding like Ula, that shalotino delos bifnei lovin, that we try to encourage lending, so then we allow the borrower, we require the borrower to give back a better field. And the second brisa, which says that the balchov only has to pay back with ziboris, doesn't hold of Ula and reverts back to the drasha from the pasuk, that when the pasuk says bachutz, you bring something outside to pay back, so then it is clearly talking about your lesser quality field to pay back. Okay, interesting drashas all around. Tanu Rabbanan. Machar le'echad o lishlosha bnei Adam. What do we have here?
So do you want me to read what it...
Yeah, is there like an introduction paragraph? Yeah, okay.
It says, the mortgage that attaches to one's properties to satisfy his debt remains in effect even if he subsequently sells those properties. Hence, a creditor can collect such properties even from the buyer.
It's a lien.
Yeah, Gemara cites a brisa that details the laws that apply in this situation in which a person with multiple creditors sells his lien.
Okay. So he's
a little bit of a switch here.
Yeah, okay, new situation. This guy really did himself in. He has been buying on credit, and now he's got to pay back. And the problem is he's got no field to pay back with because he sold it all. Machar le'echad, if he sold all of his fields to one person, or he sold them to three people, ke'echad, he sold them all at one time with one contract or something. I don't know how that works. But kulan nichnas sutach sabalim. All those buyers. Nichnas sutach sabalim.
They step into his role as they still the owe people they have the to pay. Yeah.
So the buyers are now basically just saying the buyers are on the hook to pay back his loans. I don't know how that works, but I guess they would give the field and then he'd go back to him and say, hey, give us our money back.
I don't think it's that they're in that position. It's that if he can't pay, then it's got to come.
Okay, right. Says the Gemara, b'zeh zeh. If, however, the fields were sold one after the other, sen kulan govin min ha'achron. They all have to come get paid, repaid. The loans have to get repaid from the last field. And if he can't, ain lo, gova mishalifanov. Ain lo, gova mishalifnefanov. Right? Basically saying that we first look at the most recent sale in order to cancel only the most recent sales. And if the canceling of the most recent sale is not going to cover your debts, so we go back to this, the one more recent, the more previous than that, and then if that doesn't work, you go back to all the way to the third to last one. Okay, I don't know if any of that is a chiddush, but I'm trying to think, yeah, I don't think so. But mecharon le'echad, I'm thinking, like, would I have said anything different than that? Mechar le'echad, if you sold them all to one person, hey, chidayim, what's the case? Ilema, and this was what I was wondering, how do you sell three people to at the same time? Ilema vas achas, if we're talking about with one contract. So hashta l'shlosha di'ikul me'im rechad minayu kadim. Amar kulinu t'tachs balim. Mechar le'echad mi'baya. If you're going to tell me that three people at the same time buying those three lands, so those are also going to be considered tachas habalim. We're just going to consider them to be all like the three of them are considered like the debtor, the one debtor at the same time. So then, do you even have to teach us that if you sold three lands to one person, that it would, he would act instead of the, in the stead of the original borrower and seller? So ela pshitav ze'achar ze'ah, must be that the first case is also a ze'achar ze'ah case, but what's the difference? So ma'ishna shlosha t'chol chad v'chad. So what's the case of, I guess, the second case, where it's three people, one after the other, as opposed to the first one, which must also be some kind of three people, one after the other. T'chol chad v'chad, amar lei, hinachti l'cha makom l'gabos mimenu. What does that mean? Hinachti l'chamakom. I left over a place. L'gabos mimenu, to collect from. I guess each of them said, you know, I could have bought the other fields that this guy was selling me, but I left over some of them. Well, the third guy can't say that. No, meaning, like, I think the debtor is kind of, the creditor is coming to these people and saying, hey, I get this field because so-and-so owes me money. And they say, no, when I bought this field, there was still field left over. And therefore, that's not my problem. You should be able to collect from the other fields. So the Gemara says, if that's what you're going to say, Hai nami akol chad v'chad le'malei hinach l'chamakul v'gabos v'menu. You can see that in both cases. Why does it make a difference? Right, the three people versus the three people, should be the same, should have the same strategy there. So Gemara says, Hachem, I'm asking, what's the case? Kegon shalaka ha'idus ha'bachrona. The last one was the idus, was the nicest one. V'chein amar v'sheshes kegon shalaka idus ha'bachrona. So what's the case? Ihachi, if that's the case. So what, how does that change anything? Kegon shalaka idus ha'bachrona v'im yomar.
We're dealing with a case in which a single buyer purchased the superior land last. Hence, he's content to allow each creditor to collect the land to which he is due so that they do not all collect superior land.
I don't get it. You can say
about
I know, זה לא מוכן עכשיו. יש, אבל לא מוכן. So, half of my skin, what's the case? Kegon shalakach idis b'achrona. He took the last of the fields. Who?
We're dealing with a case in which the single buyer purchased the superior land last.
Single buyer purchases superior land less, and therefore what? How does that change anything though?
It says here, like I said, he's fine with allowing each creditor to collect the land to which he's due so that they don't all collect superior land. That's the only note that's here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then, so what's the case? Oh, I think the first time that we said that mibaya micharan le'achan mibaya el pshita b'zeachar zeh. So that we're talking about El Pshita, at the beginning of the Braisa, when you sold it to one person, that one person bought them in three separate stages. So now the Gemara says, well, why is it any different if when you sold it to three people in three different stages, they could claim, I left you a spot already. So this one person could also say, I left you a spot already. And here, Chachamei Haskin were saying that even with that one person, he specifically bought the edus last so that he could try to not, he could, and if he tried to say, no, I left you a spot, I don't 100% get it. But he's basically saying that he left the edus b'achrona for Nezikin, and then he's claiming now you should collect from the other two fields. So now the Gemara is going to say, Ihachi lesu kulhu v'ligbu mi'edus. If that's the case, that he bought the edus last, so why would each person collect? They should all collect from the edus. They should all collect from the last thing that he bought, regardless of what the previous ones were. Because those are the ones that he left after he bought the second one. He left the edus so that the edus could be the land to be collected from. So why would the Baal Chov and the woman collect from the previous fields? Okay, I think there's a part of this price that we didn't get. That each person, whatever they're coming to collect for, is going to collect still from the fields. B'zeh ha'zeh. Hold on. The first part said, Machala echad ol l'shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad. So then it's all tachas balim. But if it's b'zeh achar zeh, they go after the achron and then the previous ones. And the previous. Hold on. Yeah, I think when we said if the most previous doesn't, the most recent doesn't have, you go to the previous one, that's even for like different categories. Like if the, I don't know for sure. I feel like we're missing information in here that I'm trying to piece together afterwards. So, lesu kulhu v'ligbu mi'idis, they should all collect from the best quality lands. Because that's what he left over. And apparently that's not what happens. Meaning our Bryce does say that's what happens, but that's apparently what that's not what happens because...
But we're going to learn now why.
Okay. Mishum d'amar lehu ishat kitu v'shaklitu kidinaychu shaklisu. If you were quiet and you all took what you were supposed to get, you would have gotten it. The Elo Mahadrana Shtarat Ziburis Lamare Vishaklisu Kulchum Ziburis. What's the argument? I don't get it. The person says to the creditors, if you were quiet.
You know, if you're just take according to your due,
yeah,
which is the quality of land you would have received had you collected from the debtor, then take. But if not, if you insist on superior land, then I'll give back the deed to the debtor, and you'll all be forced to take from inferior land.
Right. Well, depending on what you're collecting, I guess he's saying like I'll just give it back, and then right. He's basically saying take from the edus. Right. Let's assume that it's all proportionate. So the Ziboris is this, the Ziboris land is the equivalent of 1/3 of the Edis land, and the Bananis is the equivalent of 2/3 of the Edis land. So now he's saying, look, you can either take a third or 2/3, or I'll give back the Staros, and you'll just have to go back and take the Ziboris. So he's basically saying, just take one land. just to split up the edus. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Benizikin Nami Nemahachi, you could say that also by Nezikin. You see, this is the part that that wasn't mentioned, but that's understood, that in this case we're talking about a Baal Chov and a Ksuba that are taken from non-Edus lands. So here also, we're saying, Nezikin Nami Nemahachi, why can't he say the same argument by Nezikin? And say, here, take the Baininess, and if not, so then I'll give it back the Ziboris, and you'll have to take from that. Right? Because he's got all the cards, right? You don't take from the Chasim Eshubadim before you can take from the Chasim Nechorin. If the debtor has available fields, so you don't jump to the buyer of his Edis field and say, hey, give me your Edis field. No, he's got available fields, you have to take from that. So you don't take from someone else who already bought. But if this guy has an Edis field and a Ziboris field that he bought from the debtor, and the guy is like, hey, I want the Edis. He's like, I don't have to. I'll just give him back the Ziboris, and you're stuck with that. So why don't you just take the Baininess and walk away? That kind of thing. We're talking about Yisomim. They're not obligated to pay back, because it wasn't their problem. Their father got in those debts. Sorry, I don't know if their father got in the debts, but the debt is their father's, but they didn't get any land from him. Vishibuda delay. Ale dide ramya. It's only on the buyer. Basically, these kids are left with their father's business dealings. The father owed people money and sold these fields away. So basically, if these buyers would say, hey, I'm just going to give it back, so they can't do that because the Yisomim are not on the hook to play those games. It's all on the buyers. So therefore, the buyer can't use that leverage and say, I'm just going to give him back to the Ziboris, because he's giving it back to Yisomim. He's giving it back to orphans, which apparently doesn't function that way. It's very hard to figure it out, because we don't know any of the standard rules, and now we're trying to work with the exceptional rules above the standard rules. But that's apparently what's going on. So, Allah, Mishum to Amar Lehu, Tama Maya Amar Rabbanan. The reason why each one will collect not from the last field. Again, this is also implied from the Brice. We didn't see this. They're not going to collect from the last field, but rather they would collect from the buyer's previous fields. Tama Maya Amar Rabbanan. Why is it that they said that? Ein nifram min chasim yishibad makom sheyesh b'nei chorin, mishum takata didi. Takata didi. Ana b'ha takata lo nichali. The reason why they say to collect from nechasim yishibadim, nechasim b'nei chorin, when they're available, is because of the buyer. The buyer shouldn't be able to lose out, you know, if the debtor is, you know, holding out on them and saying, you know, I want to keep my field. I just sold so-and-so a field of mine. Why don't you just take that field? So the creditor is like, no, I'm not going to fool around with somebody else's field. I want your field. You have one available. Give it to me. So that's when the Chachamim say, you know, okay, so he's got to give that field because it's available. But Anna, in this case, Behatzakanta lo nichali. Right. So in this case, so the buyer is basically saying, I don't care for that takana. It's all for the buyer's sake, so he doesn't lose the field that he just bought. But here he's saying, I don't like the takana. I mean, I can deny the takana that the Chachamim did on my behalf. This is different than that. But okay.
Well, now we're going to read some support for the idea of turning that, you know, turning away
from the takana. Kidrav Damarav, Kol Omar Yefshi, Biskanas Chacham Kagon Zu, Shomin Lo. Maikigon zu, kid Rav Hun dam Rav Huna, yechon ishit shom levala eni nizonis v'eni osa. A woman is allowed to deny the Chacham Sakana that she gets supported from the husband based on her Maaseh Yadeh, based on the work that she does. So here she's saying, actually, I'm just not going to work, and I'm okay not being supported. Right, we saw that in Ksubas. Okay. All right, let's keep moving here. Pshita.
We're going to talk now about the buyer now sells to another party.
A third party, okay. Pshita, machal okeach, beninus viziboris. Machal okeach, beninus viziboris, shir idis lefanov, lesu kulu vligbu min idis. He has the idis. Lesu kulu vligbu min idis. If he sells the beninus and the ziboris, so then the first level buyer has to give up the edis to pay for it. Deha achrona hi. Because it was the last one that he bought. Or it's the last one that he has. Beninus viziboris leis nugabe. Dematzi lumeymar lehu guvu mi beninus viziboris lonichli b'tkanat rabbanan. He doesn't have the Beninus and the Ziboris anymore to say, he can't say that the statement that was said before. Go collect. I don't want the Takana. Ava machar idis v'shir Beninus v'ziboris mai, but if he sold the idis and he has the Beninus and Ziboris left over, so then what do? Savar abay alamemra asu kul gabim idis. They can all go to the idis, the second level. Lokeach sheni. So Amar Leih Rava, mi machar rishon l'sheni, kol zechus shetavel yada. What did he sell? What did the first buyer sell to the second buyer? All the zechuyos. V'kevan de'ilu asu gabi lokeach rishon matza agbi b'lehu mibenus v'ziboris. And because when it comes to the first lokeach, he could have made them collect from benus v'ziboris. Af al pi. Okay, relative to the Beninus and the Ziboris, the last and the Edis is a Bnei Chorin. So Matzi Amar Lei, Lo Nichli Bai Takanta, Lo Keach Sheni Nami Matzi Amar Lei, Gabi Beninus Ziboris. They can both, you know, point to the other guy and say, hey, collect from him. And the second guy bought it, he basically only bought it on condition that he gets the zechuyos of the first guy with this karka. So I guess the second guy has a greater claim to say, go to the first guy, more than the first guy has a claim to say, go to the second guy. And that's why if he were to sell the Edis and leave over the Beninus, the second guy, Lokeach Sheni, can go say, collect from the Beninus and the Ziboris that are left by guy number one. This is really confusing to learn on the spot. So I don't know how we're going to get through this, but that's it for today.